One of the highest profile murder cases in Bethel history is heading to trial soon. Last October, 19-year-old Benjamin Kaiser of Hooper Bay was murdered in a Bethel shop in what seasoned officers called the most brutal killing they have ever investigated. The trial has been moved hundreds of miles to Fairbanks. The court has promised that people in Bethel can attend telephonically, but at the last hearing, not even the prosecuting attorney in Bethel was able to participate. KYUK's Shane Iverson reports.
Facing murder charges are Jeff Hout of Bethel and Harry Williams of Queethluck. Another man, David Kenny of Bethel, was charged with interfering with an investigation. All three were scheduled for a procedural hearing on August 17th. What happened there is unknown, except to those that were in Fairbanks where the hearing was based. See, the 4th Judicial District moved the case from Bethel to Fairbanks because of the charges involving Kenny. He was a law clerk at the Bethel courthouse when he was arrested. District Presiding Judge Doug Blankenship was in Bethel this spring and said because Kenny was a worker at the Bethel courthouse, the case would be moved.
Judges' duties are to be fair and impartial, and there's also a requirement that there not be an appearance of impropriety. And it may raise questions publicly if there's a judge sitting on a case where there was a court employee involved.
That was Blankenship speaking to KYUK in April, when the case was moved to Fairbanks. He said then that there was a lot of public interest in the case. So he said the Bethel public could listen in telephonically from a courtroom in Bethel.
So that if there's anyone interested in listening, they can check the Bethel court calendar, find out when the hearing is and come into court and sit and listen to that audio.
The judge actually hearing the case is Michael McDonald in Fairbanks. A district attorney from Bethel has been assigned to prosecute the case for the state of Alaska.
Judge McDonald will be sitting in court in Fairbanks, and they will get the attorneys on the phone.
Except that is not what happened at the last hearing. The district attorney, June Stein, along with a couple people from the Bethel public, were left waiting in the hallway outside a locked courtroom door at the Bethel courthouse. After three reminders, clerk staff unlocked the door and allowed us in. It was quiet in the courtroom, giving the appearance that the hearing was behind schedule. That was until a voice came over the courtroom speaker system. It was Judge McDonald saying that the hearing was over. Looking shocked and confused, District Attorney Stein told Judge McDonald that she had just now been included in the hearing. Quote, "We've been here waiting 20 minutes. We didn't want the court to think we weren't here," she said. Judge McDonald said, quote, "Oh my goodness, the court apologizes." But McDonald had already excused the defendants and their attorneys. He added that the problem was due to confusion in the Bethel Fairbanks court case. Trying to salvage what she could of the hearing, Stein said that the state was not ready for the upcoming murder trial and that she had been planning to request it be rescheduled for another date. Too late, said McDonald, who had already confirmed that the trial will go forward next month. Stein asked what else happened in the hearing. Judge McDonald said that he had granted the accused, David Kenny, a change of attorney. Kenny would drop his lawyer and the court would appoint a public defender. Before the hearing, Stein said she was planning to protest that change, but she never got the chance. Quote, "This is unacceptable, Judge McDonald," Stein added. She was asked for a recording of the hearing to review what she had missed. KYUK has asked for that same recording. The clerk's office in Bethel says they have requested a copy of the audio and notes from Fairbanks where it was recorded. That was over 2 weeks ago, and the Bethel office says those materials have not yet arrived. A call to Judge Michael McDonald was not returned. The Bethel clerk's office says they will record the trial from their office in the future. The trial is currently set to take place the last week of September. I'm Shane Iverson.